may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Wellness DC, hosted by Dr. Richard Giannotto. Dr. Giannotto is the founder and medical director of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. The Giannotto Clinic specializes in microsurgical hair restoration, skin care, and renewal, and quality of life for wellness medicine. Now, here's Dr. Giannotto.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wellness DC. You know, it's great that it is springtime. I was in Italy for a week, and it was spring there, and I got back here, and here we go. This is wonderful. I love getting up in the morning and running in this weather. I couldn't do it before. It was too cold. I was limited to the treadmill and the elliptical cross trainer in the gym. But now I'm outdoors again and I'm happier. We have been talking about what has happened to the Western diet and the consequences of eating a Western diet. And, you know, with the introduction of farming and wheat and sugar and high fructose corn syrup, you know, disease started, and we know that, yet we keep eating the way that we've always eaten. You know, the World Health Organization just came out, this came out yesterday, and they finally stated that sugar consumption should be limited to less than 10% of your total caloric intake per day. This is a big, big statement for the World Health Organization. We are finally realizing the ill effects of sugar. When I was studying for my advanced degrees in metabolic and nutritional medicine, I always said that sugar will be the next nicotine. You know, food industry lie about sugar. They lie about its addictive properties. And I have shown in this broadcast, I've presented evidence that shows that sugar is a very addictive substance. And the reason it is used in so many foods is to make you addicted to those foods and make you come back to them. So with when we got away from true paleo, that's eating, you know, wild meat, vegetables, fruits that were in season at the time, and when we started adding breads and grains and rices and highly refined carbohydrates and then sugars and then high fructose corn syrup, this is when we began to note a decline in health and new health issues such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, cancer, Alzheimer's disease, you name it, you name it. It is all nutritionally related. And there's even new evidence to show that in Alzheimer's patients, you know, we know, for instance, that if you measure their coenzyme Q10 levels, which is a substance that helps the mitochondria in the cell work better, we know that they're low. But when you measure the coenzyme Q10 levels of their spouses, they are also low. This points to the fact, you know, husband and wife living together, they have the same lifestyle habits. They eat the same foods. They live the same life. And, you know, we're poisoning ourselves is essentially what we're doing with the diet that we eat and the lifestyle that we live. There's a book called Soil and Health. And Sir Albert Howard, who wrote the book, stated that we must treat the whole problem of health in soil, plant, animal, and man as one great subject. Think about that. Think of the overwhelming undertones of that statement. From the soil to the plant to the animal to the man, it's all interconnected. And that brings me to the subject of today's talk. You know, if you don't want to go totally paleo and try to eliminate grains and sugars and refined carbohydrates that way, you can do what the countries bordering the Mediterranean Sea do. And these countries collectively eat the way or in a manner in which we call the Mediterranean diet, because these countries border the Mediterranean Sea. And the diet, the way they eat, consists of high amounts of olive oil, vegetables, legumes, whole grains, fruits, and nuts, with moderate amounts of fish and poultry, low red meat and dairy, and low to moderate alcohol consumption. So here you go. This is a diet where you can have vegetables, legumes. Olive oil is just brilliant. You can have your whole grains. Italians eat a small amount of pasta with each of their meals. Now, yes, this is a refined carbohydrate, but the manner in which they make the pasta really lowers the glycemic index of the pasta. But they also supplement with fish and lean meats. You don't see them eating red meat very, very much, maybe once a week. But for the most part, the portion sizes are manageable, and they're not overwhelming. The other thing is moderate to low alcohol consumption. We know, studies have proven, that moderate alcohol consumption is actually good for you. And we're talking here, when we say alcohol consumption, we're speaking of red wine mostly. And we know for a fact that moderate consumption of red wine is one of the positive behaviors that can influence longevity, that can increase your lifestyle, and that men and women that drank two glasses of red wine a day lived longer than men and women that did not drink two glasses of red wine a day. Now, when you go overboard and you drink a bottle of wine, a red wine a day, you get some benefits, but if you're one of those that are susceptible, you could get liver disease and die an early death. So everything is in balance here. So if you're not a fan of just eating strictly meat and vegetables, then eat this way. Introduce olive oil, decrease the meat, introduce fish, introduce poultry, vegetables, legumes, very, very important, fruits and nuts. And you can eat this way. Vary your menus completely forever and be very, very happy doing so. Now, again, with any diet plan, with any way of eating or nutritional plan, I am not advocating, again, I'll say it, I'm not advocating that you have to give up all refined sugars, desserts. Those are reserved for special occasions. Those are reserved for maybe once a week. And enjoy yourself. But I guarantee that you eat this way, or you eat any way that I tell you to eat, you're going to enjoy your life much more. You're going to live much longer. You're going to have more energy than you know what to do with. So there is no single Mediterranean diet as we get into this, all right? In Italy, for instance, the total fat intake in the diet is about 30%. And in Greece, it's close to 40%. But these are unsaturated fats. These are fats that are good for you, fats found in olive oil, fats found in coconut oil. And these are needed. These fats are needed. Think of this way of eating as a lifestyle and an intervention to prevent chronic diseases of aging, the diseases we always talk about, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, cancer, Alzheimer's disease, or any kind of dementia. This is a way that you can prevent that, and it's never too late to start, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care whether you're in your 70s or your 80s. You start eating like this, you will find that symptoms that you've been having for a long time will regress and regress and regress, and your energy levels will increase more and more and more. I think the primary problem in starting a lifestyle or nutrition program for most people is that they feel it's not going to work. They're too far gone. All I ask is that you try it for a week. You can do anything for a week. It's like the detox program we spoke about several shows ago. It's a 10-day detox program. You feel so good when you get off it, you don't want to go back to eating the old ways. And yeah, it's very difficult the first 2 or 3 days, but after that, you can get through it. And if you can get through anything for 3 or 4 days, you can get through it for a lifetime. And I think that it behooves you all to take your health into your own hands and try eating one of these two ways that we talk about. You can let your food be your medicine. Many scientific studies have been done evaluating the effects of a Mediterranean-type diet. In 2014, that's not even a year ago, a study published in the journal Diabetic Care stated that patients with type 2 diabetes, when they ate a Mediterranean-type diet, it resulted in greater reduction in hemoglobin A1C A higher rate of diabetes remission and a delayed need for diabetes medication compared with a low-fat diet. Low-fat diets are things of the past that was based on faulty evidence. They're loaded with refined carbohydrates and sugars. You want to avoid them like the plague, if you will allow me a statement from years ago. Low-fat diets are not to be trusted. And a lot of physicians who are unaware of recent developments in nutrition are still prescribing low-fat diets. It's wrong. Completely wrong. And I will not back down from that statement. So diabetics on the Mediterranean diet have less need for medication, better blood values, more energy. And then another study from Lyon, France, called the Lyon Heart Study, reported significant decreased mortality rates in the group using the Mediterranean diet versus a low-fat diet, with a 70% decrease in death and recurrent cardiac events. Think about that. You eat in a very pleasant way, and you decrease your risk of heart disease by 70%. You eat in a very specific way, and you won't get type 2 diabetes. And this very specific way is very helpful and very enjoyable. And if you do take a trip to Italy or Greece or Spain or Turkey or any one of the other Mediterranean countries, you will find yourself eating this way because this is what the restaurants serve. This is what all the small ma-and-pa trattorias serve. You will eat Mediterranean style. And you know what? You'll like it. And it'll be good for you. And I don't think you'll miss having a hamburger every night or a piece of steak every night. It's not needed. You need that maybe once a week, once every other week. Eat more fish. Eat more chicken. Eat a lot of vegetables. We know that people that eat a lot of legumes and a lot of vegetables, okay, that go more towards a vegetarian or Mediterranean diet, the rates of cancers plummet. I have a friend right now who unfortunately has end-stage colon cancer with metastasis to the liver. And his doctors proclaimed that he had three to six months to live, and he has elected not to engage in chemotherapy, and I support his decision. However, I want you all to realize, you know, I'm not trying to say I told you so, but proper diet, proper nutrition could have probably made his plight a little bit better, could have prolonged his life, could have probably reduced the incidence of the metastasis to the liver. People just don't realize it until it's too late. People here in the United States, for some reason, we are not very proactive people. And we need to be. We need to grow up and we need to be proactive. And one of the ways in which you can be proactive is to develop a lifestyle change program. We're going to break here for a minute. I'll be back. Hi, this is Dr. Giannotto, and for 25 years, I've been helping men and women like you with hair loss prevention and restoration. You know, a full head of hair makes you look better and feel better, all while improving your self-confidence. And now I'm proud to announce that the Giannotto Clinic is the only clinic in Virginia that offers all three major hair restoration procedures under one roof. We have ARTIS and NeoGraft, the two automated robotic follicular unit extraction procedures, and we have the tried and true follicular unit transplantation strip method. Now you can find a perfect fit with the procedure that works best for you, and in one half day begin your journey to natural, permanent hair. We make all three procedures affordable, and our consultants can match your lifestyle and desired recovery time to a specific procedure. Your results will be precise, permanent, and aesthetic. Call now, 703-556-4247. And when you call, make sure you ask me about SmartGraft, a new procedure involving more precision in less time than any other FUE method. Call me now, 703-556-4247.
For the past 20 years, Dr. Giannotto and the expert staff at the Giannotto Clinic have been Washington's leader in hair loss prevention, restoration, and age management. And now the Giannotto Clinic is proud to introduce genetic testing in its age management program. This proactive program is based on each individual's genetic makeup. As you age, you can look better, feel better, and live longer. Based on scientific knowledge, medicine, nutrition, and a healthy lifestyle, the Giannotto Clinic can combine preventative aging, hair restoration, and facial rejuvenation to help you turn back the clock. So whether it's low libido or you're just not feeling like your old self and want an energy boost in your life, both men and women are encouraged to call the Giannotto Clinic for a free consultation. 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247. While you cannot go back and make a new start, you can start today to make a new ending. Call 703-556-4247. That's 703-556-4247.
Okay, we are back. I'm sorry I got in my soapbox there for a while, but I feel so strongly about nutrition and lifestyle because I've seen the positive effects it's had on my patients, my friends, my families, and myself. Substantial evidence exists to indicate that diets using non-hydrogenated fats, that means non-saturated fats, such as olive oil, which is a non-hydrogenated fat, as the predominant dietary fat, whole grains as the main source for carbohydrates, an abundance of fruits and vegetables, and adequate omega-3 fatty acids can offer significant protection against coronary artery disease. Think about that. You don't have to take all those medicines. Be proactive, eat this way, and you'll never have to take a digoxin as long as you live. You'll never have to take a beta blocker as long as you live if you adhere to a program like this. Isn't that enough motivation for you? There's a study called the HALE study, H-A-L-E. The conclusion was that among individuals aged 70 to 90 years of age, it's never too late, people, adherence to a Mediterranean diet and healthful lifestyle is associated with more than a 50% lower rate of all-cause and cause-specific mortality. You can prolong your lives actively, genuinely, just by eating correctly. Many other scientific and statistically significant studies confirm these results that the Mediterranean diet and lifestyle will prevent type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Lifestyle intervention as medicine works well, and nutritional habits are the primary line of defense. And it is now a fact that adherence to a Mediterranean diet does indeed prolong life. All of this evidence in front of you, all of the evidence that I presented with a paleo diet, all point to the same thing. And I'm going to blow your minds next week when we discuss vegetarianism and why these people know the secret of longevity. So let's go back to the quote in the introduction. A diet such as the Mediterranean or any other healthy diet that relies on fruits, vegetables, and whole grains has a problem. And that's the problem of contamination with persistent organic pollutants. Sir Albert Howard, who wrote that book, was correct in noting that the problem of health is a problem of healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy animals, and healthy men. Non-organic produce has been subjected to so many chemical fertilizers, at least 450 different pesticides, herbicides, human waste, nitrates, genetically modified seeds, antibiotics, hormones, and irradiations. We're eating this crap every day, ladies and gentlemen. We really are. It's mind-blowing that even though this is in the news every day, people continue to eat the way they do. And it's also mind-blowing that I've noted that the commercials for fast food restaurants have even gotten more forceful in promoting foods that will kill you. There's one that has this huge burger with potatoes, the fries in the burger, and onions and mayonnaise and everything, and they show this beautiful model eating it. Like, you can be that way if you eat this burger. It's ridiculous. You'll be dead if you eat that burger. As I said, once a week is fine, but that's it. So, organic food and produce, on the other hand, is a product of natural fertilizers. There are no pesticides used. They rotate the crops. There are no waste products. There are minimal nitrates, healthy seeds, no hormones, no antibiotics. The problem we have, though, ladies and gentlemen, is that because of companies like Monsanto and Dow Chemical and persistent organic pollutants, most of our soil is contaminated to a degree. So we really, really need to be careful about which vegetables and fruits we choose. Organic is a good place, but you still need to thoroughly wash and cleanse these vegetables. And there are several solutions out there for washing your vegetables that a lot of grocery stores carried, which I recommend. The other way to do it, believe it or not, is take a bowl of warm water, put in some liquid dish detergent, and wash your vegetables in it and then thoroughly rinse them to get rid of all the surface pollutants on them. Just because they're organic doesn't mean that they're free of pollutants, because the soil itself may be polluted. Remember that. When they're organic, it just means that no active pesticides are used, no antibiotics are used, no nitrates are used. But the soil has its own area or its own innate pesticides from and pollutants from the atmosphere. So organic food and produce are good, but they still need to be cleansed. The industrialized food system, which has become so prevalent, is a disease-causing and life-shortening machine. So my general rule is, if it's advertised on TV, and that includes Yoplait yogurt, if it's advertised on TV, don't eat it. It's poison. Complete poison. Even when they advertise that it's good for your heart, it's complete poison. If you can't read the labels or the ingredients and can't pronounce the words on the ingredients, you don't eat that food. Long list of ingredients, you don't eat that food. You want food plain, pure, and simple. Food is medicine. Food really affects the way you live and the way you feel. Do you know that a typical Western diet increases a substance called caveolin-1, C-A-V-E-O-L-I-N-1. And what this does is that it increases inflammation in the body and subsequently causes atherosclerosis and heart disease. The way it does this is it releases harmful chemicals, causes the release of harmful chemicals called cytokines in the body, which attack blood vessels, which attack the gut, and which cause disease. It has been proven in various studies that a Mediterranean diet actually decreases caveolin-1, subsequently decreasing inflammation and atherosclerosis, subsequently being life-promoting and longevity-promoting. We need to get back to a healthy way of eating and enjoying food the way we used to. We can't rely on the food industry to feed us and keep us healthy. They will feed us. They will have us coming back for more because of the addictive properties of the foods that they feed us with. But we will not get healthy. Our health will deteriorate. Remember what I've always said. Children born in the year 2000 and beyond will be the first generation to have a lower life expectancy than that of their parents, all because of the way we are feeding them. And yes, we are feeding them, because you are responsible for what your children eat. Completely, unequivocally responsible. So we have the paleo diet, which relies mainly on meats, wild meats, game, fish, poultry, and vegetables, fruits that are in season. And then we have the Mediterranean diet, high in olive oil, a lot of vegetables, whole grains as your source of carbohydrates, fruits that are in season, moderate amounts of fish and poultry, and minimal amounts of red meat. Choose one, choose the other. Choose one for a month, choose the other for a month. They are healthy ways of eating. They will prolong your life. They will decrease disease, and they will give you more energy than you know what to do with. And remember, when you pick a nutritional program and a lifestyle change program like this, you probably do need to supplement a little bit with some vitamins and some minerals and some antioxidants because of soil depletion. These foods don't have these micronutrients in the levels that they used to be. So next time, we're going to talk about a vegetarian lifestyle and all of the secrets and fun and the advantages of eating that way. It's not what you think. It's a very, very tasty way to live. It's a very, very tasty way to get back to health. And again, it's your choice. We have three different ways that you can eat and be totally healthy. There's something for everyone in all of this. So I'm going to sign off. You guys have a great weekend. Be outside today. It's going to be nice, and I hear it's going to rain tomorrow, so you may not want to be out tomorrow. But eat healthy. Think about what I've said. Try to adopt a healthy lifestyle for at least a week and see where it gets you. And I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Wellness DC with Dr. Richard Giannotto of the Giannotto Clinic in Tysons Corner, Virginia. Thank you, and have a pleasant weekend.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty, something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia.
Or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switched to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
This is Mark Amtower. With lower margins, your limited marketing budget has to work harder than ever. LinkedIn is one of the most robust marketing platforms available. With over 350 million members worldwide, 110 million in the U.S., and 3.1 million members within 50 miles of this station, I guarantee your customers and prospects are here. Connect, influence, motivate, create leads. I can show you how. When you want to maximize the return on your LinkedIn presence, email me at mark@federaldirect.net.
Hey, Mom, why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics. Listen each week for Tech Tuesday on Federal News Radio. Every Tuesday, we zero in on how technology inspires innovation. Tuesday mornings at 11, it's Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy, the latest on products that help bring policy to life. Then Tuesday afternoons at 12:30, join Federal News Radio's Jason Miller for Ask the CIO. Federal News Radio's DoD Wednesday. At 3, DoD reporter Jared Serbu hosts On DoD, a discussion with senior managers about how the department meets its mission. At 4, in-depth host Francis Rose brings you Pentagon Solutions, a smart discussion on the issues and challenges of the defense community. Plus daily DOD updates, mornings and afternoons, Monday through Friday. DOD Wednesday on federalnewsradio.com.